The universe is illogical in major ways. Did everything pop out of nothingness one Saturday morning in an event we call the Big Bang? Solid evidence points in that direction, but that doesn't mean we can go, oh yeah, that makes sense. Such bedrock issues easily arise now in July when life is at its most active. Birds, insects, the plant kingdom, life is front and center, and life makes some physicists ponder the relation between the living and the non-living. We've known for a long time that the sun's warmth and the colors around us occur strictly within our minds. There are actually no colors out there. Bits of light, photons, are oscillating electrical and magnetic fields. On their own, they have no brightness. So the observed universe occurs solely within our consciousness. Our mind's algorithms create our perceptions. Does this mean that the universe and ourselves as observers go hand in hand? Can it mean that today's standard model of life mysteriously arising from a dead, dumb universe is wrong? Very possibly. Certainly, both Einstein's relativity and quantum mechanics tell us that neither space nor time have any independent reality. We ourselves create this spatiotemporal scaffolding. They are tools of animal perception. We carry around space and time like turtles with shells. So if our brain's architecture, stimulated by invisible bits of magnetism and electricity, create warmth, brightness, and colors, and our neural architecture also orders things to create a sense of time and space, exactly what's out there when nobody is looking? Hard evidence, like the famous double-slit experiment, shows that physical reality visibly changes depending on how we are making our measurements. So, it's not that we measure things that are already out there. Instead, our observations create the physical reality that we see. The bottom line is that our model of the universe is begging for a reboot, one that brings life into the equation. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.